On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, we're doing sports-related activities up Tucker Lions Gym. So we got badminton on the Monday, we got multi-sports on the Wednesday, and then we got team games on the Friday, and they're from 9 till 11. And then Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, we're going mobile. We're doing some mobile player provision. Tuesday, we'll be at H15 Play Park, 4 o'clock till half 6. And then on Thursday, we're down at Moomong Play Park, 4 till 6:30, so long as we haven't got a monsoon going on. But there'll be a wide range of activities their face painting games and fun. And then second week, it's our usual play scheme, fun play scheme activities from the 2nd to the 6th of April, 9 o'clock till 12, 5 to 11 year olds, $5 a day including a snack, a wide range of activities including Easter art and egg painting and egg hunts and games, competitions, little party at the end, splash pools on. So the other thing I like to say, we're putting on some extra activities on there. Last week we went to GIS to do some consultation with the teenagers because we're keen to provide them with a service as well to try get some ideas of things they definitely want to do. So and some of the things that came up were sports coaching. So on Monday afternoon I'm running a advanced badminton coaching session for the teenagers from half one till half three, Tucker Lions Gym. And then on the Wednesday we're putting on some football coaching, big requests from the lads, but also big requests for girls football coaching as well, which is big in, has been big in UK for the last 10 years. So we're doing a couple of sessions, and then in the future we're going to put some more activities on in the coming months.
How confident are you that the teenagers get involved? Because I know that they're pretty active down at GIS anyway, aren't they? When they're the other Monday
they
to
are,
Friday.
They are, Steve. I was really impressed the last couple of times I've been to visit GIS, and I was looking at the after-school activities. There are 100 activities. As long as the children book early enough, they can get to do what they want. But they're fairly well activity busy while they're up there, and then they come back at weekends. And a lot of the children said when they come back, they just want to chill out and relax.
It's understandable, isn't it?
Catch up with mum and dad and brother and sister and things. Maybe go out for a meal or just chill out at home and go on Facebook and things. But we still want to provide a service, want to give the teenagers some support. But we've got some ideas from them. The next stage is we're going to be setting a youth forum up at GIS, and then we're also going to try and do that at IBS as well, because we've got young people going to both schools. And then we'll get the teenagers helping out and organising activities. They've got the skills, it's good experience for them.
What about getting adults involved? Have you got enough staff to sort of maintain this? Because I should imagine 2 weeks of holiday activity with young children, you're going to be exhausted at the end of it.
We are. There's me and my hard-working 5 part-time staff. But we do have volunteers. We're always looking for more volunteers. And I do have quite a turnover. In the last year, I've probably had 8 or 9 part-time community development workers have now been posted. So come as a volunteer, get some training. Vacancies will come up because people get posted, husband.